I'm Jeannie.
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Nikki from Tyrion's Landing,
a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network,
just like the one you're listening to now.
The opinions expressed are those of each individual.
Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com.
And get ready, because geekiness begins in...
3, 2, 1.
This is it. The part of your week where you get to put your headphones on, relax, and listen to a bunch of geeks geek out about geeky things. They're passionate.
As a Canadian, I will say that more than likely, I'm just going to get screwed another way. That's the way it always works.
They're knowledgeable.
Maybe that's where life began, on MU69. We don't know.
And sometimes they're a bit angry.
Skype, I'm breaking up with you. It's not me. It's totally you.
Gunna Geek Productions presents the official GunnaGeek.com show.
Welcome to episode number 218 of the official GunnaGeek.com show. I am Stephen John Drew, and with me, of course, is Stargate Pioneer.
I gotta get me to space to do some car shopping.
We also have the one and only Chris Farrell.
I was rocking out that entire time and nobody could see it on video.
Sucks to be you.
And this week we have top tiered guest, Michelle Ely.
Hello, everyone. It's nice to be on here again.
Michelle, we have had many listeners tell us that without your wisdom, it is just a whole bunch of talking heads with full of hot air. So thank you very much for bringing this show back to a real relatable level, because apparently the three of us just don't connect with the listener.
We don't.
I think it's the beards.
For the audio listeners, if you're not familiar with this, the three gentlemen on tonight's program do have a beard. We, for some reason, like to grow beards here on the GunnaGeek.com show, and we encourage all guests to grow beards as well. So, Michelle, we encourage you to grow a beard, but I understand why you declined.
Yeah, I prefer no facial hair.
I don't know what your problem is. It took me 2 days to grow my beard. You could grow a beard in 2 days, right?
I'm sorry. I don't have a magical tattoo and herbs from Lee and you.
Or apparently any Batman herbs.
It's true. And mine keeps my face warm in the winter, and it's starting to get cold.
You know, the beard thing, though, there was no magical herbs. It was just a fake beard. Wasn't that where we landed, was that he wore a fake beard back? Wasn't that the continuity?
Spoiler alert.
I swore that he was shaving his beard off when I saw the movie Justice League, by the way, the first time, and we're talking about Ben Affleck is playing Batman. But then I watched it again, and it was clear. He was clean shaven when he was, so absolutely it was a fake beard. That's the only way it could have been done, because Ben Affleck does not grow facial hair as fast as the SP.
Or does he?
No.
Well, on that note, let's talk a little bit about other things that are more interesting, like our Geeks.live recording calendar, because guess what? It's going to be a crazy December over here on the official GunnaGeek.com show. That's right. Because of Christmas and some work travel and stuff like that, we got some crazy happenings. Now, I'll be honest, most of these won't impact those who listen after the fact, but those who do check us out live, you're going to want to be aware of this. And we'll make sure to run down the details at the end of the episode, because we don't want to say it twice, but it's important that we say it towards the end of the episode. So stay tuned for that. And you can find out what the craziness is happening with the Geeks.live calendar. But let's just go ahead and roll into the news. Here we go. All right, let's start off with some wonderful Microsoft news, because it's just not a news week if Microsoft isn't being an awesome company. Because let's just be totally honest, Microsoft is the best company that has ever been made in the history of all things companies.
Question?
Yes?
Is Microsoft sponsoring us now?
This episode was not sponsored by Microsoft, but it was indeed sponsored by Skype. No, I'm just joking.
Skype.
Okay, so the rumor is that Microsoft might be working on a new phone because, you know, Microsoft has the best history when it comes to making phones. If something that in the past, those of us have said, what is the best phone ever? Well, it's a Microsoft phone because Microsoft just has never had a failure of a phone. So, no, joking aside, Microsoft just has a terrible track record with phones. It's something that, contrary to them actually having some really revolutionary ideas, like if you look back, I think it was Windows Phone 7. It was a really slick interface, and a lot of people who used them didn't want to let them go because they were really slick. They could not pick up their and take off with their mobile division, but their current rumor is that they are looking at an ARM processor powered mobile device that will be a Surface phone. Yes, a Microsoft Surface phone, allegedly. And the rumor is that this could come out as early as 2018. This is all based off of a recent job posting that did end up getting posted on the Microsoft site that targets people who have experience working with ARM. So I'm interested to see what happens with this, because I think that it would be nice to see Microsoft have a phone, but I think that the chances are that they're just going to be going another way.
Is this a phone that you place with your arm on the surface of the flat earth?
SP, you're always bringing the bad jokes onto the show. How dare you? How dare you?
Seriously, Chris, are you going to get this Surface phone?
Guys. This is the rumor that never ends. Yes, it goes on and on, my friends. Come on. This rumor has popped up
some people
every year.
Started. Oh, we're not going to keep singing? Sorry.
We can't.
Okay, sorry.
We've passed our parody limit. We can only parody for like 7 seconds.
Don't get Steven started. He'll do the whole Gonna Gleek thing right now.
I mean, in all seriousness, ever since Microsoft bought Nokia and then folded all the Nokia phones, it's been the rumor of, oh, the Microsoft Surface phone is coming. Oh, Microsoft's got developers looking into doing the Surface phone. Oh, we're going to do this. It's going to have a magic camera. Well, guys, don't you realize that if you go to a Microsoft store right now, you can basically buy the Microsoft edition of the Samsung Galaxy Note 8? That's the solution they're going to, is they've put all of these apps and they've made them so they work on Android and iOS and things like that. So when you buy your Note 8 in the Microsoft store, they connect to the Wi-Fi and help you set it up and put all of the Microsoft apps on there to start with. That there's no win for them to get involved in phones right now unless they're going to try and adopt Android or something like that, because it's gone. The potential is gone. They squandered it. Yes, there might be a few people that would pick it up if they did that, but why bother? Look at the software they've done. They've put Cortana on Android and iOS. They've made it so you can share bookmarks and information between your PC and an Android phone. Just start building apps, build into that infrastructure.
That's the problem, is you got to have something that the app developers want to come build for. And if you can't do that, you just don't have a chance, because you're always going to start with a significant handicap compared to the other companies when you are bringing out a new mobile operating system. And apps are so important. And if you just can't have that wow factor that makes people go, okay, this is going to be a phone. Yeah, it's worth me spending time developing an app. You're just SOL. So I agree with you, actually. I wanted to put this rumor in here because of the fact that it is another Microsoft rumor, but it is one that continues to come up all the time. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I think the bigger news on this is that they did post, they did actually put a posting for somebody who knows who's good with ARM stuff, but I just think that it's probably exploratory at this point.
Well, here's where they could save themselves, because if you take a look across the board, Samsung, Google, and with the new iPhones, they're all in the $1,000 range. Now, if they could come back and be in that $300 to $600 range, then they would be competitive against the bigger phones for people that just can't afford it, but still want a cool smartphone that might interface with their computer system at home. I mean, it could happen, guys. It could, maybe.
No, they're not, because the apps aren't there. That's the biggest problem they ran into with Windows Phone before, was how long did it take them to get an Instagram app? How far behind was the Instagram app? Instagram is huge with kids, with people in general. Everyone's sending out pictures. The Twitter apps, aside from the official Twitter app, were pretty much garbage. If you don't have apps in today's world, people don't want to pull up the website, the mobile version of it, and do stuff. And like Steven said, drawing those developers in, unless you're going to pay them a premium to say, we want you to develop for Windows and release a new version of the Windows app at the exact same time you do iOS and Android, it's just not going to happen other than a few stalwarts like, I like Windows and don't care about apps. But that's not your major play.
And in the chat, by the way, I'm going to segue over to the biggest news of the week. The biggest news of the week, of course, is the fact that our hashtag free Suncast 2017 was a success and that Suncast did indeed get himself internet this week. So he's back in the chat. We are happy. The world is right again. He said, are they going to hire somebody that can also do leg work? I'm a bad influence.
It's a knee slapper.
That's a Steven joke right there. Hashtag free Suncast 2017 was a success. Moving on to the next news point. Chris, you wanted to tell us all about how the Infinity War trailer was kind of a flop.
Why do you always put words in my mouth? But sure, we'll talk about the Infinity War trailer. So I don't know if you guys noticed. Last week, the Infinity War trailer hit the internet, dropped on Wednesday. So right after the CW did their superhero crossover, they do the movie trailer for the Marvel crossover. I don't know if it's on purpose, but the timing is sure entertaining to me. And I don't know about you guys. I've watched the trailer a few times. How about you all?
I have. I've watched it several times.
Me too.
It about a handful of times.
Yeah. So I think most people have. The Infinity War numbers are huge. The trailer itself is setting records. There's a social analytics firm by the name of Physiology that was pulling some metrics on it. They said the film's trailer drew more mentions on Twitter in the 7-hour period after it went live than any film since the company began tracking them in 2010. That's pretty cool. Let's get into these numbers a little bit. In fact, this is one I had to bring up. Captain America's beard alone garnered more mentions than 72% of all the trailers released since 2010. Rather. So Cap's beard was more popular than almost 3/4 of the movie trailers that have come out in the last 7 years. How crazy
all
is that?
All about that beard.
I did mention it on Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. this week when we talked about the trailer, didn't I, Michelle?
Yes. And I mentioned that, you know, Chris Evans really amped up his Chris Evans-y-ness this time around. He's looking pretty good. It was like, oh, Captain America. Hello.
I just got to say, like, we've talked about it on the show before. The GunnaGeek.com show has a huge influence on things. And it's just saying, you know, we had a beard before it was cool. So you can thank us for it.
That's true. So going back to some more of the metrics Physiology gathered, Infinity War netted 1,147,438 mentions in the first 7-hour stretch. They compared that to Avengers Age of Ultron, and the results are pretty surprising in that difference. So do you guys want to make a guess as to how many mentions the Age of Ultron trailer had in its first 7 hours?
Three.
Jeez. Is there an echo? Are my headphones jacked up? Is there an echo?
How many did it have, Chris?
So Age of Ultron pulled 210,858 mentions in a 7-hour window. So what a difference 2 years makes, and what, 7 more Marvel movies in that gap?
So it wasn't 3.
No, it was not 3. But if we went by Price is Right rules, I guess you're closest. By just process of elimination.
Wow, that's crazy. I can't believe this trailer is doing so well. This is like bigger than Star Wars, right?
Well, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. So it also beat the trailer for Star Wars The Last Jedi. In the first 7 hours, the most recent Last Jedi trailer pulled 784,000 mentions. So Infinity War, kind of a big deal. Let's step outside the world of social analytics coming from a company, because it's a little harder to tell what metrics they use, how they gather this. Let's go to YouTube statistics. It took 24 hours for this trailer on YouTube to get 1 million thumbs ups.
Wow.
That's astounding.
That's crazy.
That's a lot of Fiverr buys.
That's true. And according to Marvel, in the first 24 hours, the trailer was viewed 230 million times across all of the places they put it out and distributed it. That doesn't even count all the people that basically on YouTube try and scrape the content and throw it on their YouTube channel and try and get some of the advertising dollars that Marvel's getting from people clicking through. So 230 million views in day one. Guys, I think it is safe to say the hype is real, and we're like 5 months out from this movie. We have a huge blockbuster coming up before it. and I'm still super stoked. We've got to get to Star Wars in like 2 weeks. And I'm sitting here going, oh, it's almost time for Avengers 2. This is great.
I don't know that I was really excited about it until you mentioned that there's a huge blockbuster before it. That means, like, what? They've decided to exclusively distribute it through a very large blockbuster, like a blockbuster retail outlet.
Aren't there only three of them left?
I'm not on board with this idea to build a large blockbuster.
Okay, I see what you did.
This is what I have to say about the 230 million views in one day. I think Hella on Thor Ragnarok said it best. Fake!
Well, anyways, thanks for bringing that up. I am a believer, just like I am very much a believer of the flat earth. So there you go. I'm not a believer of the flat earth, but
he is. Don't listen to him. He's lying. Send in your flat earth support emails to Steven@gunnageek.com. Tell him how he's right. The earth is in fact flat, and everyone else that says otherwise is just dead wrong. And if you don't believe in that, you believe there's a round earth, send your hate mail to js@gunnageek.com. He is capturing all of our hate mail. He is cataloging it and will give us a report at some time in the future, just what you hate about the show.
Will he give the report or will the bird give the report?
Either.
All right. So tell us a little bit, SP, about how Elon Musk is going to launch a Roadrunner.
Yeah, I feel sorry for the Roadrunner. Because the Roadrunner always usually wins. In this case, I'm not sure it's such a win. No, it's not a Roadrunner. So anyway, the SpaceX, remember we were talking about this before when Elon Musk changed the whole program and he said the Falcon Heavy rocket has changed a little bit and will be the only rocket that they do. The Falcon regular rocket won't be done at all. That was the Australian conference that they had earlier this year. Well, the Falcon Heavy rocket is set for its first launch in January 2018, just a few weeks from now. And Elon Musk tried to gen some support up for it and said, come on down, see this launch. It'll be great. It will be exciting no matter what, because if it does succeed, and there's a high probability, by the way, that it won't succeed. But if it does succeed, he's going to launch his car into orbit. Yeah, he's going to launch his Midnight Cherry Tesla Roadster playing Space Oddity to Mars on this rocket. And nice. I thought it was a joke, but it's not. He's actually going to try to launch his car to Mars, to Martian orbit even. And it's going to orbit Mars until it finally falls back down into the Martian surface, and it'll be the first car on Mars because it's going to crash on Mars. He's going to bomb Mars. Way to go, Elon Musk. But wow, he said all these tweets on December 1st, and he's trying to get people excited. The Elon Musk, the showman, the introvert, but he's actually a showman. He's getting people down to Florida to see this launch. Either it's going to be the biggest explosion ever on the Apollo 11 pad at Cape Kennedy, or it's going to work and he's going to launch his car to Mars. This is amazing. Either way, guys.
Please tell me that it hits a rover.
Look, you that would be awesome.
You guys know how the comment section works on any new post that goes out there. This is just Elon Musk's version of screaming first, like you see in one of those news stories as he's launching his car to Mars.
Michelle, I want to know, what do you think about this? Because I feel like you've got some comments.
I think there's going to be a settlement in the future. They're going to land on Mars, a few humans, somebody, and they're going to find the wreckage of this car, and they're going to speculate what civilization was on Mars all this time ago, because they're going to think it's some sort of artifact.
That'd be amazing.
That's awesome. I like it.
That would be amazing.
Let me ask you this, SP. Yeah. Why is he choosing this car?
I actually don't know. Maybe it's because it's his and he wants to see it in space. I mean, first car in space. guys, this is the world's first production flying car.
Holy crap. He's right.
Can I just point out the fact that we are shipping garbage to the only planet we have hope for one day colonizing?
Guys, I've seen this before. It's the Deadliest Catch. They actually put a truck out there and somebody caught it and then put it back. It happens all the time.
And it'll be fine.
And what does the Roadster run on? Like, what? How is it powered?
Electricity.
Yeah.
Like all the Teslas.
Right. And where does that electricity come from? Like, actually on the unit? What's on the unit?
An electric motor? A battery?
A battery, right. A battery.
Okay.
Right, battery. Right. And just remind me again how battery disposal is a huge problem right now. throwing it out there that, you know, is the best chance we've got and we're going to, you know, throw some non-environmentally friendly stuff on there. That sounds great.
So you're saying the recycling cost is so high that instead of paying for it, he's actually launching the car
pretty
to
much.
Mars.
Pretty much, yeah.
So that's an expensive take. Recycling. It's yeah. like $1 billion. Oh my gosh.
Well, that's kind of fun. And I love Elon. Elon and me, we go way back. Yeah, I just call him Lon. I'm on that basis with him. Lon and I. Lonnie. So...
All I talked to Lon at work today. No lie. I talked to Lon at work today.
All right. So let me ask you this, Michelle. We've had some fun space-related stories, some Microsoft-related stories, but what if I'm in the mood for a T-Swift story?
Well, I got one for you.
Good, because T-Swift and I'm part of number one fan up there. You know, I'm in her fan club. What am I? I'm one of her posse members. Isn't that what it is?
You're a Swiftie?
Why not at this point?
You know what they call themselves? Swifties?
Is that what they call them? Swifties? Sure, why not? I'm part of her crew. That's what it is. I'm part of her crew.
Oh, we're trying so hard to be hip and failing tonight.
Look what you made me do, Michelle. Look what you made me do.
Look, I've got gray in my beard. I barely know who Taylor Swift is.
I only know because of The Rock, okay?
Why are you gotta get so mad, SP? Just shake it off. Shake it off.
Sorry, I had The Rock singing stuck in my head.
Go ahead, Michelle. We've derailed your news enough.
That's okay. You actually don't need to know who Taylor Swift is to actually enjoy this story. But it started back in November. A fan of Taylor Swift's, Nutella, posted on Twitter, name a B, I can't say the full word, badder than Taylor Swift. After people, you know, started making fun of the post, an awesome thing happened where people took it as a challenge and they started educating us about strong, capable, and intelligent women. BuzzFeed highlighted some of the hundreds, if not thousands, of posts. And a few of my favorite, @FieldCrow said, Stagecoach Marie Fields, 1832 to 1914, was the first African-American woman star route mail carrier in the United States. Catherine @CatInTheHat1003 posted, Starla Thakral was the first Indian woman to fly. She earned an aviation license in 1936 at age 21 and flew a gypsy moth solo.
Nice.
Awesome.
Cool.
@Shonen_Minori posted, Maria Vaskanyeva Oktyabrskaya.
Wow.
Her husband was killed by the Nazis in 1941 during Operation Barbarossa. She went to the Soviet government and demanded to get a tank to kill Nazis. The government relented, and she killed Nazis with her tank.
Wow.
Cool. I need a tank. Well, in fairness, there were female soldiers in the Soviet army because, well, they were running out of people to arm the army. So, yeah, I could totally see this. This is awesome.
That's cool.
And Jess Pure posted about Julie d'Arbigny. She was known in the French court for sleeping around, then ran off and started a relationship with another woman, joined a convent to stay with her, then burned it down to cover their escape. She became an opera star and received 2 royal pardons for murder and arson.
Wow.
Is her real name Sarah Lance?
We finally found who Sarah Lance was based after.
Exactly. Well, BuzzFeed didn't catch all the good replies. Gunna Geek's own Lauren @SithWitch simply replied, me.
There ain't no messing with the lab rat Lauren, let me tell you.
Okay, this is awesome on many, many levels. And I just got to say, like, you know, this is for once the power of the internet doing good. You know, how often do we see just like everybody jumps on the negative and then look at this. This is incredible. I'm just a little disappointed because I honestly had not heard about it until you put it in the notes. So that makes me a little sad.
Yeah, it's not just women from the past. There's been a lot of, you know, shots of women astronauts and scientists and educators. And just it's just been wonderful. Current women, past women, women from all over the world. It's spectacular. Check out the thread.
That's great. SP, had you seen this?
No, I haven't. And I'm so psyched to actually get in on the article and get into the Twitter feeds and see all the great responses, because it's inspiring, by the way, because just if you are interested in people that challenge themselves, that challenge humanity, this is the sort of thing that I'm just stoked about. So yeah, I can't wait to actually read this stuff.
Of course, my suggestion is that everybody heads to Lauren, which is at SithWitch, and just give a like, give a little like on her me tweet, because let's be honest, you know, Lauren's me tweet is pretty awesome. No comments. No comments.
It is totally.
Oh, I already
awesome.
Liked it.
I just retweeted it right now.
There you go. Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and move into our extra section, which is just a quick one today. Number one, the world's first SMS was sent 25 years ago. That's right. It is the 25th anniversary of the world's first SMS message. Now, I am honestly a big believer that we don't use SMS as much anywhere near as much as we used to. And I think that there's probably numbers to support that, because a lot of people use things like Hangouts, they use things like iMessage, all these other things. But the first actual SMS, which spawned all of these things to come later, all these data services, was sent 25 years ago. And actually, before this started to make the rounds this week, I knew what the answer was to the question of what was the first message sent. And do you know the reason why I knew the question?
Because you sent it?
Because I sent it. And also because I just last weekend got this question in one of the Jackboxes packs. So there
was
you go.
Was it new phone who dis?
Yeah, new phone who dis. No.
Send nudes.
Do you guys know what it is?
No.
A wiener.
Okay, take a stab at what it is before, if you haven't looked it up. Take a guess at what the first message was.
Hello.
Was not hello.
It takes so long to type all these letters.
No, not that. Michelle, a guess?
Can you read this?
No, it was actually something that is very applicable for me.
Yeah.
It was Merry Christmas, actually. That was the first one, was Merry Christmas, which, again, is actually a question in one of the Jackbox games, which is a fun set of games if you haven't checked those out. But yeah, pretty cool.
I like Albert's answer. My hovercraft is full of eels.
So happy 25th anniversary to the SMS message. And finally, in our extra, SP is going to tell us all about how the flat earth is even awesomer than it was last week.
Yeah, that's right. So for the third week in a row, we're going to talk about flat earther Mad Mike Hughes, which, by the way, if you didn't know, he's a flat earth conspiracy theorist. And guess what? He's going to have to wait a little longer to test his science busting steam rocket. That's because the Federal Aviation Administration got wind of his little experiment when it hit the news and shut him down. And he had previously achieved the proper approvals, but they said, no, you can't do that. And you're not going to do that. And we'll never really know for sure if they really gave him the approval back or not, because his mobile launcher broke down in his driveway and he couldn't get to the launch spot.
All right. So what do we think is the number of pants that he went through when he got the approval and it looked like he was going to have to do this? Because I personally think that he was sitting there banking on getting shut down. And it, when it was looking like it was good, he was probably going through a lot of pants.
remember, this is his second time that he's done this. So I think he was fully capable of actually performing this in his mind, because you set the steam to go and you sit in the rocket and eventually it just launches off. It's like a roller coaster ride. You don't know when it's going to start.
I still got my rocket ready to go. I haven't had a chance since last week. It's still ready. It's got googly eyes all over it. I'm waiting for me to pull it open and launch it and see how the first podcast on a rocket works out.
Is it going to be live on TV? Can we put it on YouTube as you do it?
No, YouTube. Yeah,
yeah, we should. Do it on YouTube. We should YouTube that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We Facebook Live it too.
Let's not get too carried away. They might take me down. They're pretty. They're going to be like, no, that's not his real name. It's not Steven. And then they'll block me and then it'll be a whole thing. So there you go.
Fair point. Fair point. That would really suck if someone took me off Facebook because they didn't believe I was who I said I was.
I know. Terrible.
I don't see why this guy just doesn't get a weather balloon, a bunny, and one of those GoPro cameras and launches it, because then he would have his own footage of whether or not the Earth is flat or not. And it's cheap and you don't need government approval. You just need a balloon, a bunny, a GoPro, and a link or something. Like, come on.
Here's a balloon, a bunny holding a level with two GoPros on it. That's what he needs to do. So he could do the level thing with a bunny.
That's true. The level thing is important.
A stuffed bunny, not an actual rabbit, but like a cute little toy.
I want to clear.
Yeah, we talked all about Sputnik 2, you know, within the whole dog thing. No, we don't want to do that to a bunny. No cruelty to animals in space.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for this, SP. I think I'm just going to edit the whole thing out because I'm just sick and tired of this guy.
But don't censor the flat earthers, Steven. They're legitimate humor sources.
You know he's going to pop back up again. We're going to continue to follow this. Matter of fact, there was another article that I was going to talk about, actually, that was way back from JS's time. And I might get into that in the future. I don't know. But JS has a certain affinity to one news story that I know of. And mm-hmm. I want to get to it. So I'll hold on to that one for a while.
All right.
This was Flat Earth 2017.
Let's go ahead and move into Geek Wars!
What started out as a simple Facebook debate quickly turned into an expletive-filled off-air Skype battle between our hosts. It's time to settle this argument once and for all, and finally find out who is the bigger geek. It's time for Geek Wars.
Welcome back to another edition of Geek Wars. Geek Wars is your favorite game show called Geek Wars. We like to come on to Geek Wars here and find out who is the bigger geek. In this game, what happens is I ask a series of geeky questions to our contestants. This week's contestants, first joining us from the wonderful Gunna Geek Studios in West Virginia, we have Chris Farrell.
Howdy.
We also have from Gunna Geek Studios, NASA, Stargate Pioneer.
Yo, hi from Mars. We're preparing for shields against Elon Musk's car.
And joining us from Gunna Geek Studios, Leanne Yu, we have Michelle Ely.
Greetings.
Why did you put Michelle and Leon Yu? That's purgatory, man.
It's a crater, man. There's nothing left.
It's because she's as badass as Arrow.
Okay.
Exactly. Come on. Why are you going to make a problem where there is none, SP?
I guess somebody had to save Nyssa from the island.
All right. So I'm going to ask these questions and our contestants will buzz in. They'll have a chance to buzz in by saying their name, whichever name. Preferably their actual name, but it's up to them. And what will end up happening is they will have a chance to answer. If they do not get the answer, the other contestants have a chance to steal, and they can steal an answer if they elect to. And today's theme is going to be fun because it is December, which means we're wrapping up the year, and today's questions are going to be based none other than after the Academy Award-winning film Suicide Squad. No, that's not what it is. The questions are actually going to be based off of the last year of Gunna Geek. I've got a series of questions based off of things that we have discussed or things that have happened on the Gonna Geek Show. And so if you have not paid attention like most of the people who participate on the Gonna Geek Show, you are screwed. So let's go ahead and start it off with one of the first ones, which should be somewhat fairly easy. I put this one here to make it a little bit easy. And again, first person to buzz in gets to answer first. In January 2017, we spent a large portion of this show discussing this topic in length.
SP.
SP?
Note 7 Watch 2017.
Yeah, that's indeed, what I was going to guess, too. Yeah. And the episode number of that was episode 177. So that was when Samsung went and released out their report on what went wrong with the Note 7. And that was a really fun topic, I thought, because we got a lot of technical details on it and finally figured out what went wrong.
Phones were exploding, and you call it fun?
Yeah, it was after the recall, so why not?
Okay.
So Chris is at 0, Michelle is at 0, and SP is at 1. Question number 2. In February 2017, I spoke at length about the return of this fabulous popular device from the early 2000s.
SP.
SP.
NES Classic.
That is incorrect. SP is incorrect. I need to get a buzzer for my soundboard. Chris or Michelle, would you care to answer?
Oh,
again, the question
Chris.
Was... Oh, Chris, go ahead.
Nokia phone.
Michelle, can you name the Nokia phone model? Otherwise, Chris will get the point. I'll give you a chance to steal it if you can mention the model number.
7.
No, it was the Nokia 3310. I'll give it to Chris. And that was the brick phone. I don't know if you remembered that, but that was way back in February. Yeah, and... we didn't hear much after the release. I think that it was a flop. Question number 3. In April 2017, Chris spoke about the foundation, or he spoke about the fact that the foundation was there for this director who had previously been tied to some pretty big Marvel films to possibly get involved with this. I want two answers. I want both answers, and you will get only 1 point if you get both right.
Chris.
SP.
It was Chris first. Chris, go ahead.
So I need to name the director and the two films?
I want just you to name, this was what you talked about in April 2017. What was the name of the director, and what film was it that he was getting involved with?
Joss Whedon, Batgirl.
There you go. Yeah. You got it, too. Wow.
Is that 2 points? No, or is that just
I said one? It's only one.
Oh, that's...
So the current numbers is Chris at 2, SP at 1, and Michelle at 10. No, is that incorrect? I'm sorry. Next one that we've got here, question number 4. In this past February, SP discussed a project where we ended up making the joke that the groundwork was laid to have a space station named Spacey McSpace Station. While this joke was a stretch in regard to what he was actually talking about, we still talked about a kind of cool project that was coming out, possibly coming out. What was said project?
Chris.
Chris, what was it?
Bodie McBoatface.
No, it wasn't Bodie McBoatface, no.
I SP. Had no clue, I guessed.
SP. What,
was it the inflatable hotel around the moon?
I don't believe it was that specifically.
But it was an inflatable module on the ISS?
No, okay. It was not.
All right.
Michelle? No.
I have no clue.
No, okay. It was about Axiom International, which I didn't need, making a private space station, possibly for 2020, which I don't believe was the inflatable space station.
No, that's Bigelow Aerospace. Yeah.
So that was episode 178, and somehow we started talking about it being Spacey McSpace Station. I think that's because Cody was on there, and so, of course, he's going to derail us.
Verify Cody Goff.
In April, and by the way, nobody got a point for that. In April 2017, this guy here, yours truly, was called out by somebody for his very unpopular opinion about some geekery. This resulted eventually in some cross-network Twitter campaigning against me. What was my opinion?
I vaguely remember a Twitter campaign just because
you
it was stirring crap up.
You were responsible for this. You did it. You did it, Chris Farrell.
That doesn't surprise me. I don't know what it says about me that
Michelle.
I did it.
Michelle.
Oh.
Was it about how you didn't like Empire Strikes Back or something?
Yeah, there
you
go. Wow. Well, yeah. Michelle's on the board. Well done, Michelle.
What do you mean on the board? She had 10 points. This is like another 10 to get that one. She's like 20 to 1 here.
By the way, backing up a question, we in the chat, we have Albert Sims saying, gonna McGeek face. I like it. Gonna McGeek geek face.
And by the way, Stephen, you're still wrong. Empire's the best.
No, my unpopular opinion is the fact that I actually rewatched the original trilogy last Christmas break, and I really, really was bored through Empire Strikes Back. You know, I genuinely, at this point in my life, feels that the Empire Strikes Back can basically be truncated to the beginning of the movie, the end of the movie, and the part where you, spoiler alert, find out about the father moment. Ooh.
Oh,
aside from
God,
that, you can
so
basically
wrong.
Get rid of the rest of it.
You're so wrong.
It is not
I
my
feel
fate.
Like I gotta be JS here and defend cinema and go into a cinephile argument.
I was actually shocked I'd ran into somebody that felt the same way about the movie as me. So there you go.
You know, and I gotta say that one of the reasons I did do that trilogy watch last year was because of in 2016, we had a conversation about this, and I was interested to watch it with a fresh set of eyes because it's been so long since I'd watched it. And yeah, I definitely was not as happy about it.
Notice that nobody is clamoring to go watch the prequels.
Still got them. Still haven't watched them. All right. So the scores are SP with 1, Chris with 2, and Michelle with 1.
Wait a minute. Why does Chris have 2?
I don't know. He got that's 2.
Because I got 2 right.
SP's got fine. 2 right, though.
No.
No, I only got 1 right.
In May 2017, we had somewhat popular guest, hashtag verified Cody Goff, on to talk about his history with ransomware. This was based on the outbreak of a certain type of ransomware. What was the name of it?
SP.
SP, what was it?
CryptoLocker.
No, that was not CryptoLocker. That was what he talked about, but that was not why we had him on the show.
Oh.
Michelle. Is it gonna cry?
I want to give it to you because it's like the gonna geek version of it, and I will give you half a point if Chris doesn't get it.
There's no half points in this game.
Well, I'm the rule master.
Chris,
so.
Is it wanna cry?
It is wanna cry.
Wanna cry?
So,
yeah.
So okay. Close. I want to give you it because it's gonna cry.
It's okay.
It's gonna geek. I like it. No,
know, if you hadn't given her that half point thing, it wouldn't have popped in my head. So it's your fault. I got wanna cry.
All right, fine then. Michelle's getting her half point. So
oh,
it's
that's
SP,
horse crap.
SP with 1, Chris with 3, and Michelle. Actually, you know what? I'm taking that half point. It's Chris with 2.5, Michelle with 1.5, and SP with 1. There you go. Rules are changed.
Oh, this is rigged. I see how it is. You got tired of me running the table,
rigged.
And you're rigging the system.
You're
this
in the
is
lead.
Fake news. This is fake news.
You're the
stop
one that
crying,
just
Chris.
Objected me giving you a chance to get a point. And if you're going to object my gratitude, I'm going to go ahead and take something away.
I see
away.
How it is.
So there you
it's
go.
It's on like Donkey Kong now.
And this was episode 193, which was titled Cody Goff, : Victim of Ransomware. A true story, which I think you could find this season on the Hallmark Channel.
Cody Goff?
Backing up, by the way, the previous story was the one about the network campaign was episode 188. Question number 7. In late February, early March, hint, we recorded in February, it was released in March, Michelle told us about this amazing news that would yield an endless amount of follow-up jokes and jabs across multiple network shows. This was one of the best things that came out of the previous year, and it's one of the things that it made the world right. What was Michelle's news story?
Ooh.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay, go ahead.
SP loves it.
I don't know if that's a great hint, and I'm glad I didn't say mine first because that'd have been bad.
Let me give you another hint. SP, air quotes, loves it.
What? I'm so confused.
Again, in late February and early March, Michelle told us about this awesome, air quotes, news that would yield an endless amount of follow-up jokes and jabs on multiple network shows.
Chris?
Yes, Chris?
Academy Award winning Suicide Squad?
It was indeed. Yes, it was.
I was going to say Curtis's Magic Balls at first as reference to Sterling Tribune, but that was too early in the year.
Oh my God, I completely forgot I started it.
Yeah,
oh my
Michelle gosh. Started it all.
I did the news on the Oscars.
You did.
Oh my
indeed.
God, I started this. It is on me. Oh,
welcome to my world where you light the match, throw it, and run away, and then forget that you did it.
Yeah. So Chris is at 3.5, Michelle is at 1.5, SP is at 1. And yes, Michelle, you started it all. Hashtag Academy Award winning Suicide Squad. Question right. number 8. In June, I dropped a hidden message in an edition of Geek Wars. What was that hidden message?
Chris,
what was it?
GMC Sierra.
No, very close, but incorrect. Michelle or SP, would you care to take a wager?
Oh.
Or would you care to wager, I guess? That would be the correct way that you say that phrase.
SP, all and right. I'll go with GMC Sierra 4x4.
No, that is also incorrect. Mm. Michelle, any idea? Any idea at all? We're very close
Casper
with GMC
mattress.
Sierra. No, it was by a GMC Sierra. That's what it was.
Point.
It was by
That's
a GMC
point.
Sierra. So Chris is at right. 3.5. Michelle is at 1.5. And SP is at 1.
Not going any further, guys. It's where I'm at. I'm at the bottom.
Question number 9, which is the question 9th out of 10. In July, we discussed the start of a certain TV show confirming the return of one of the favorite characters on this television show of all four of us, by the way. Who was the actor or character that was announced to be returning after a long hiatus?
SP? Manu Bennett.
Where?
Arrow.
Absolutely, that was indeed Manu Bennett, also known as Slade Wilson. That was when it was announced by Stephen Amell that he would be returning to Arrow, which is very exciting nice. News. And has he been an asset to the show or what?
Absolutely. For the time that he was on.
So SP's at 2, Michelle is at 1.5, and Chris is at 3.5. And finally, the final question. In March 2017, we had our Gonna Gleek special, which you can find at www.gonnagleek.com. I sang 4 songs, 3 at the start, 1 at the end. One of these songs featured a guest appearance by somebody. Who was
Michelle.
That's yes?
Your wife, Krista.
Yeah, it was indeed.
And thank you very much, Krista, for turning out the lights. We really appreciate it.
So there you go. That was the end. So that leaves us with SP at 2, Chris at 3.5, and Michelle at 2.5. So
I beat SP.
You did.
Everybody does.
There you go. So thanks to everybody who has been a part of the Gonna Geek Show for the last year. Lots of good topics were discussed. Still got a few more ahead of us, but I just wanted to do a special edition of Geek Wars, and congratulations to Chris for not tying.
That's right. Once JS left, I decided I just need to win all this stuff from now on.
And win you did. So let's be honest here. How much of that did you actually remember?
Bits and pieces.
I mean, once the answers came back, it was fun. It was a fun trip down memory lane. But yeah, no, I didn't remember much of it, obviously, because everybody beat me.
Not Steven, he got 0 points.
So I want to ask everybody who is checking out the show, please let us know what was your favorite thing that we discussed from the last year or your favorite moment. Please get in touch with us through any of the ways. This was my long-winded way to ask you to do that. You can get in touch with us by giving us a call to 567-343-4335. That's 567-343-4335. Tweet us at Gunna Geek or head on over to facebook.com/Gunna Geek. What was your favorite moment from this past year? And while we're talking about the year, let's get to the point where I talk about how the December schedule is all over the place if you are one of those folks who are checking us out live or who want to. We mentioned at the top of the show, we got some crazy things happening. And so because of that, this is the way the schedule is going to roll. So next week on Monday, December 11th, there's going to be another edition, of course, of the GunnaGeek.com show recorded, and it'll come out a few days later. And it'll be a little bit shorter than usual and a little bit unlive, but you can still come check it out streamed on Monday, December 11th at 5:45 p.m. Pacific time. That's 8:45 p.m. Eastern time. There'll be lots of fun happening in that episode. And then the week after that, so 2 weeks from now on Monday, December 18th, you're going to come on by at 4:45 p.m. Pacific time. That's 7:45 p.m. Eastern time to check out not just one, but two episodes of the official GunnaGeek.com show being recorded. And the reason for that is because the following week, if you've looked at a calendar, Christmas is on a Monday. It's December 25th, Monday. And so we're not going to record on that time. So you're going to get the Christmas special recorded on December 18th. Are you excited, SP?
I am so excited about the Christmas special. It's going to be awesome because Steven's putting a lot of production work into it. So just can't wait to see it all come together.
Fair point. But yeah, so you check that out if you want live on December 18th. Again, it'll start at 4:45 and there'll be two episodes. And then for those of you who are not watching live, you will have to wait for the Christmas special till the week of Christmas. It will wait until then. So there's your little tease to come check it out live. And then the week after that, there'll be no recording because that is January 1st. And let's be honest, if you're going to have a New Year resolution, it should be to start off the year without the Gunna Geek show. So we're going to help you meet that resolution.
Now I'm sad.
But no, seriously, we'll be off that week, but it'll all return to normal on January 8th, 2018. So that's the December. We just wanted to put it in this show, and we'll also talk about it next week as well because it is a little bit chaotic, and we know that sometimes over the holidays, we do actually have people slide in who can make the live recording that usually can't. So we wanted to make sure to mention that now, give everybody fair warning, and just go to Geek Assault Live if you want. The calendar will be fully updated with all of that there. And check out the calendar for all the other shows, because it is a very busy time of year, and there are some delays and gaps with some of the other shows. So before we close, I want to take a moment here to thank Michelle Ely for coming on today. Michelle, it was a lot of fun to have you on here. And most importantly, I really, really do think that you set the bar high with me finally giving out a half point. It was long overdue. And Michelle, kudos to you.
Thank you very much. That half point was really, hard earned.
No, seriously, thanks so much for coming on here. And why don't you take a moment to tell everybody where they can find you?
On Twitter, I'm at Michelle Ely. I am one of the co-hosts of the Starlight Tribune podcast. I run the Twitter over there, the Starlight Tribune, and sometimes I pop up on the podcast called Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Ooh, are you putting SP in his place?
All the time.
Come on, man. I've got podcasts with 2 and 3 ladies. Of course I'm being put in my place all the time. What do you think?
Okay. Well, yeah, that was a dumb question. My apologies. Chris, you got anything that you want to plug and promote?
We got a lot of great shows in the network, so I just encourage you guys to head on over to GunnaGeek.com, click on the network button, and take a flyer. Try one of the other shows in the network. You're probably going to like it.
Wait, we're giving out flyers now?
Yes, it comes with a free coupon for a GMC Sierra.
5% off.
But it's a Matchbox car, not a real one.
Legal note, there is no coupon for a GMC Sierra.
If you can find it on the site, I'll give you a Matchbox car of a GMC Sierra.
SP, you got anything that you want to plug or promote?
Yeah, just this past week, I was on Geekville Radio as we talked the DC crossover, which was great because it allowed me to get my thoughts in order before I podcasted the same stuff with these two people that are with us tonight on the Starling Tribune episode. So yeah, if you want to check that out, it's at geekvilleradio.com.
Awesome. So for episode 218 of the official GunnaGeek.com show, I'm Stephen John Drew saying hashtag award-winning Suicide Squad.
MSP saying get your Suicide Squad Blu-ray on your flat earth.
I'm Michelle Ely saying I started the Academy Award-winning Suicide Squad joke and I get to kill it.
And I'm Chris Farrell saying Stephen is totally wrong about Empire Strikes Back, so tweet him about it again.
Bye.
Thanks for checking out another episode of the GunnaGeek.com show. If you enjoyed it, please give us a 5-star review in iTunes or a thumbs up on YouTube. We encourage you to send your feedback by email to show@GunnaGeek.com. You can find our entire archive at GunnaGeek.com/show. And while you're there, why not check out all of the other geeky content on the Gunna Geek Network? Want to chime into our live chat? Join us Mondays at 8:45 p.m. Eastern at www.geeks.live. The music heard on this show is by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. This show was produced and edited by Stephen John Drew of Gunna Geek Productions. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you again next week.